It's Ian Pickus here in the Congressional Corner with Western Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern of the 2nd District, a Democrat in office since 1997. You know, Congressman McGovern, it occurs to me you've been on this show forever and you've been through so many cycles in Congress when, you know, times when you had Democratic presidents and Republican presidents and wars and peace and that kind of thing. I sense that you are about as pessimistic as I've ever heard you right now about the state of things in Washington. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, look, I am. I wish the election has turned out differently because I see the potential of the good that we can do. I feel that we're in a position right now, quite frankly, that we're going to have to do a lot more damage control. I worry about the future of our democracy. I never felt that way when George W. Bush was president or even Ronald Reagan was president. But I do with this with Donald Trump, and so I don't want to say pessimistic. I'm always hopeful. You have to be hopeful that we can change things. But I think we're fooling ourselves if we think that this is going to be, all good and all positive. I mean, we're in for some really challenging debates and fights ahead of us, and. But we have to be hopeful because we love this country and want to make it better.
So one of President Trump's main focuses in the campaign after spiking the bipartisan compromise deal of a year ago was immigration. He's talked about a lot of new sort of restrictive measures, including the possibility of doing away with birthright citizenship. You have a lot of immigrant communities in your district. What are you hearing from people who live in the second right now?
Well, there's a lot of fear, from people because, they think when the president talks about immigration that he lacks any humanity for the reality that many people who come here because they're fleeing violence or they're fleeing, extreme, conditions in their country where, they can't feed their kids. And look, we want a legal immigration system in place. There was an opportunity when a Republican senator, a conservative Republican senator from Oklahoma, wrote a bill, and Trump derailed it because he wanted the issue. So he wanted to demagogue it rather than get anything done. And and now he's pushing legislation in the short term that will have that will go after not only people who are in undocumented status. But there's concern that he's going after people who have who are DACA recipients or temporary protected status recipients or farm workers or whatever. This bill that he's championing right now says that if you are accused of a crime and you fall into one of these immigrant categories, if you're accused, you don't have to be guilty. You're entitled to no due process. But if I accuse you maybe of stealing a pack of gum out of my store, you're automatically deported.
This is the Laken Riley Act that you're referring to.
The Laken Riley Act.
Like 45 or 48 Democrats voted for it. You voted no. How come?
Well, I mean, I voted no because it's a crappy bill the way it's written. And this is not about deporting violent criminals. I mean, we already have a law in the books that requires that. What happened to Laken Riley was a tragedy. That guy who murdered her should never have been let go to begin with. But we have a law on the books. This is an excuse to use that terrible tragedy to go after more and more people, whether they've done anything wrong or not. And I think that's not who we are. And as far as those who voted for it, look, immigration is like the third rail in politics. You get attacked all the time because this is an easy issue to demagogue. And so sometimes it's easier for some people to go along to get along. And that's their choice. But for me, I didn't get elected to do that. I got elected and I promised the people I'd give you my best judgment. We need better immigration laws. We need to fix our immigration system. This is not the way to do it, and people should read the fine print in the bill. But this kind of betrays our values, and I think it contributes to a racism in this country that really is beneath us. I'm going to just tell you one story.
Please,
a few weeks before the election, I was at an event in Worcester to kick off Hispanic Heritage Month. I met a man who was a U.S. citizen from the Dominican Republic, who told me that he's been here for 15 years as a citizen, has a business, you know, has kids in school, volunteers for his food pantry. He's a good citizen, and I said, great, that's wonderful. He said he was in a CVS drugstore, and a woman came up to him while he was getting his prescription and said, you know, it's only a matter of a few weeks before you're out of here. And he said, what are you talking about? She said, well, you're going to be deported. He said, well, I'm a citizen. She said, you're all going to be deported. And he came to me, he said, I never thought I would have such a confrontation ever. What's going on in this country? So, yeah, we want immigration laws. We want to make sure criminals are not welcome here. We want to make sure that bad individuals are deported or incarcerated. But we are a nation of immigrants. And if you basically had a magic wand to get rid of every immigrant, our agricultural community would tell you that it would collapse. Our business community would collapse. Let's understand, you know, that as we pursue better laws, let's not fall for what Trump is selling right now, which is this racism about, you know, anybody who looks different has to be bad.
What are your thoughts on Trump's cabinet choices?
The millionaires and billionaires and zillionaires. I mean, there's who's who on corporate boards. I mean, have any of them ever been into a supermarket? You know, have any of them had to worry about paying their monthly bills? The Secretary of Defense, you know, has been accused of sexual abuse. But then again, so has Trump. But, Robert Kennedy, yeah, says some stuff on nutrition that I think is appealing. But then he talks about some other stuff on vaccines that is wacky. I mean, he's going to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services. I mean, Linda McMahon with the World Wrestling Federation, what does she know about the education? Maybe other than the fact that some schools have wrestling programs, I have no idea. But it's like, it's like with all the people that you could pick, with all the qualified Republicans out there that you can pick to do a credible job in these agencies, he picks people who are wealthy and, you know, who are, you know, well known and well connected. And so we'll see. The Senate's beginning the confirmation process this week, and we'll see how they all do. But the Marco Rubio is his Secretary of State. I don't agree with Marco Rubio on a lot. I've worked with him on the human rights issues in China and other places, and but he's credible and he's qualified, but I can't say the same thing for almost anybody else that he has put forward.
So we have just about a minute left, and I'm wondering, now that it's ending, how you sum up President Biden's tenure and his legacy in the one term.
Well, he has had a term of legislative accomplishment. I mean, the biggest investment in infrastructure since the creation of the interstate highway system. He passed legislation to invest the most amount ever in combating climate change. He has protected women's rights and human rights in this country, LGBTQ plus rights. I think he's a man of good character and of decency. Do I agree with him on everything? No. I've criticized him on his on maintaining Trump's policy on Cuba, and I criticized him on being so silent on the terrible tragedy happening in Gaza right now. But overall, I think he'll go down history as an honorable man who saved our democracy 4 years ago, who did a lot of good stuff, wasn't perfect, but he loved this country, and I always felt with Biden that he put the country ahead of his own personal interests, and so we'll see what the next 4 years bring. But again, is dire as some of the predictions may be, we have to remain hopeful and we have to fight. We can't give up. We all love this country. It's worth fighting for. This is about our future and the future for our kids and our grandkids. And So at the end of the day, I think we'll be okay, but it's going to be a little bit of a bumpy ride.
We've been speaking with Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, a Democrat from the 2nd District, who was first elected in 1996. And as this new term unfolds and the Congress does its work, we look forward to speaking with you at regular intervals about what you're seeing and what you're working on. So thanks, as always, for being with us.
All the best. Thanks.